Hello, my friends. Welcome back to our show.
We're so excited to have you. I have Maya here with me in the studio. Maya.
And I have a birthday.
Oh, yes. And it's Maya's birthday. Can you sing happy birthday to Maya? Maya, can you tell your friends how you say happy birthday in Spanish?
Happy birthday, cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños, muy bien. You say happy, feliz, cumpleaños.
Happy,
yeah, and cumpleaños is birthday. So we have two words, feliz, F-E-L-I-Z, cumpleaños.
And I have two bracelets over here.
C-U-M-P-L-E-A-N-Y-O-S.
And I had two bracelets.
And Maya got two bracelets for her birthday. Okay, Maya. So we're very excited to have our friends today.
My sister made them.
Yes, you got lots of presents for your birthday. That's great. And now we're going to celebrate by sharing the story of who? Who were we talking about
Adam,
a minute ago? Esau?
No, Adam and Eve.
No, remember that we're going to talk about Esau and Jacob. Who are Esau and Jacob? They're the sons of Isaac and Rebekah. So
and
what happened,
Rebecca,
Maya?
What's Rebekah?
Rebekah is the wife of Isaac. So Isaac was 40 years old. Do you know how to say 40? We say 40. We say C-U-A-R-E-N-T-A, 40. And remember the last time we talked about Rebekah being pregnant with the two babies. So she was very uncomfortable. Have you seen Maya? One of your friends, they have mamas that are going to have babies. They have their babies in their tummies. So that's how Rebekah was. She had two babies in her tummy. Dos bebés. And those two babies were twins. Gemelos. So they were moving and moving and moving. Se movían. Mucho, to move is mover. And they moved and moved, and she felt so uncomfortable and sick, and she was just very uncomfortable. So she prayed the Lord, "Lord, why is this so hard? I am uncomfortable. I feel heavy. I can't sleep. Help me, Lord." So the Lord spoke to Rebekah, and he said, "Two nations, dos naciones, are in your womb. Están en tu vientre. Dos naciones en tu vientre." So the two babies, each baby represented one nation. And that's why there was so much movement. Okay, so one people will overpower the other, the Lord said.
What's he doing?
So he is excited. That is Isaac, and he is excited because the babies are going to be born. And Rebekah is ready, so ready to have those two babies that are moving and moving. And then suddenly, the babies came to the world. And the first baby, el primer bebé, the first is primero, P-R-I-M-E-R-O, primero, the primer baby, came out very reddish, colorado. It's actually like the state of Colorado. You can say colorado with the Spanish accent. So reddish, colorado. And you spell it the same. C-O-L-O, colorado, R-A-D-O. So the first baby was very colorado, very reddish, very hairy. The second baby came, and the second baby was holding the first baby's heel. And the first baby, the hairy baby, the reddish baby with lots of hair, his name was Esau. And then the baby that was clutching tight to Esau's heel, that baby's name was Jacob. Then the boys grew up. Esau became an expert hunter, un cazador, hunter, cazador. Jacob was very quiet. He preferred to stay in the house and doing things in the house and spending time with his mama, Rebecca. So Rebecca loved Jacob and Isaac loved Esau. So one day, Jacob was cooking a stew. Jacob cooking, cocinar. To cook is cocinar. C-O-C-I-N-A-R. Do you like cocinar, my friend? Maya, do you like to cook? Do you like cocinar?
No.
I think you do. You like to bake things. You like to cook things. You do.
I like to bake only I like to bake only pancakes.
Oh, you see, that's cooking.
I only like to cook arepitas.
Oh yes, you like to cook arepitas. Do you think? Can you explain to our friends who are listening to us what is an arepita?
Arepa.
Arepa. It's a traditional Colombian dish that we love very much. We love eating arepitas. Okay, so back to this story. So Esau was hunting one day and he came back home and he was starving. He was so hungry. And Jacob was cooking a stew of lentils. Lentejas. Lentils is lentejas. And he was so hungry. Esau was so hungry. So he said to his brother, "Oh, give me a little bit of that. I'm starving. Tengo mucha hambre. To starve. Tener mucha hambre. When you're hungry, tienes hambre. Tener hambre. Tener hambre. That's when you're very, very hungry." So Esau said to Jacob, "Please give me some of that stew." And Jacob said to Esau, "Okay, make me a trade. My stew for your rights as the firstborn." Primogenito. You say the firstborn is primogenito. So Esau was so hungry that he traded away his rights. He did. He went with the proposal, with Jacob's proposal. So Jacob gave him bread and the stew of lentils. Le dio pan, bread, pan, and the stew of lentils. The stew, la sopa, S-O-P-A, of lentils, lentejas. Esau ate, comió, and drank, bebió, got up, se levantó, and left, y se fue. And that's how Esau didn't appreciate his rights as the firstborn, as the primogenito. So that's the end of today's story. You can find this fascinating story in Genesis 25. That is Genesis 25, 19 through 34. Tell me what you think about this episode. Tell me what are some fascinating things that you learned, some thoughts, reflections, and talk to your mommy and your papi about this story. What do they think? What do you think? And thank you so much again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to our show and to follow us on Instagram. You can easily find us. Just type on the search box the Bilingual Bible Study. We will be so happy that you decide to join our community. And don't forget to share Christ's word and this podcast. And we love you. Te queremos. Have a great weekend. Que tengas un fin de semana maravilloso. God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Bye-bye.